Jordan.
那这个应许地是在这个约旦河西边。
However, Joshua in chapter 12,
在约旦地第十二,
it told us something about the conquest east of the Jordan.
第十二章完全讲到完全就是约旦河东边这个地方。
The first six verses that we talk about,
其中的这个第一到第六节,
it's about their conquest east of the Jordan.
讲到这个约旦他们当时跟就是说战争约旦河东边这个地方。
Joshua put a stop there and just go back in history. When chapter 12 comes, Joshua says that, let's go back to a bit in history.
但是在这儿上的时候就是说，因为有两个我们回到。
Chapter 1 to chapter 11 talks about how we conquered this area.
因为在第十一章第十一章讲的要占西边。
Then Joshua says that, well, I have to tell you what happened to the east side of the Jordan.
但是在约书亚记的时候，我们要知道我们在东边看的。
Because after they conquered the entire area, chapter 1 to chapter 11 talks about they conquered the entire area.
在第一章和第十一章说，应该占西边的。West
of the Jordan.
西边，东边的。The land
would now be divided amongst the 12 tribes.
所以这个时候呢，那就把这个西边这个地带。
Each will be given their inheritance
in God's eyes.
However, there are 2.5 tribes.
有两个半,
they somehow got to that east of the Jordan.
在这个西边和东边，拿到他们的。
Which is not the promised land.
但是这个东边这个地方，这实际上不是神所应许的。
Somehow God gave that still to them.
但是神实际又给他们。
Why do I say it's 2.5 tribes? Reuben,
Gad, two tribes.
Manasseh is a very strange tribe. Manasseh, there's Manasseh East and Manasseh West. Manasseh is the only tribe that occupied both sides of the Jordan River. And Joshua takes us back to the time in history. He just says that in chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 6, it says that the Israelites had conquered two kings. There's one king that has resided in Hashbon.
其中一个王呢是在这个耶稣的这个地方。That's
King Shira.
就是西侯王。And
there is another king from Basra. Basra is up here. Basra is up here.
另外一个王是巴旦王。And
there's another king called Og. Sorry. There's a king called Og.
这个神叫俄。
Two kings were conquered.
这两个王被打败。
Now what really happened is very simple. As they were wandering in the desert, towards the end of the desert journey, they all were seeing the promised land. Most of the rebellious people had died. At that time, they had to go through here.
这个时候呢，他们必须从这个东边的地方绕上来。And
they have to go through the place where this area is.
他们必须得从这个当时西侯王占的这个地方。King
of Hashbon.
从这个西侯王这个地方占的。The
King of Hashbon, well, the Jews sent messages to the King of Hashbon.
犹太人当时派了一个谈判人到这个西侯王。
And they say that we need to pass through your land. To go to the promised land. That is mentioned in the book of Numbers. Chapter 21. It says that we'll just go through this place. We will not disturb you. We will not even take one chicken.
那就是说，如果我们只想借道而已，我们不会偷看你任何。
Now you're talking about 2 million people going through there. And the Jews promised that we'll take nothing from you. We just need to pass through your land. So please give us the passage.
请你让我们的。
What is the answer?
这个他们回答说。
The king says no.
这个基翁王说的。
It was rejected.
所以他们这个没有接受他们的。
And he also got an ally from the king up here.
他们说是这个基翁王这个联就是联合的发展。
And so chapter 21
是在民数第21章。
Tells us there's a big warfare.
就在这个地方他们打了。
There's a big warfare happening.And this entire area was crushed by the Jews. In a very, very quick campaign, in a very quick warfare, this entire area was destroyed. And so on the way to conquer the promised land, they had already taken over these places. See, when we started with the book of Joshua, the book of Joshua actually started here. The book of Joshua chapter 1 started here. They are in a place called Gilgal. They are here. And Gilgal has become the place of their headquarters. In chapter 1. This is where God has promised them. God has promised to Joshua. All the land that your foot put on, I'll give all the land to you. And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, God has also promised them.
神对他们说
that there will be 7 tribes of people west of the Jordan River that will be conquered by the Jews.
7个
In my former sermons, about the book of Joshua, I have gone through the campaign around here.
但是我们以前讲的这个，从一点开始这个。
Because they were shifted by the people from Gibeon area, the Gibeonites. The Gibeonites signed a treaty with them. See, the Gibeonites are the people that is about to be destroyed. And they signed a treaty with the Jews. They cheated them. So what happened is that the Jews signed a treaty. They signed a peace treaty with Gilgal, with the Gibeonites. And when the other tribes around here, and the other people around here, knew that the Gibeonites had signed a treaty, they waged war against Gibeonites. So in my former sermons, we talked about Joshua conquering the entire area as well. So in the start of chapter 12, in the book of Joshua, both here and there were now all conquered by the Jews. But why would the gospel lead us back to the area east of the Jordan River? Why is it so important? Because today I'd like to tell you something. Something that you can get very easily. Would eventually become the trap in the future. Something that you work very hard for in the future. It took the Jews 7 years to conquer the entire area. It took them 7 years to conquer. Joshua took a lengthy period of 7 years And he went through all of this. In here? Less than a month? Now, which part is a better place to settle? Which part is an easier place to live? Strange enough. It is the place east of the Jordan River. Not the promised land. The promised land is actually here. What really happened is that this tribe, Reuben, Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh, they were cattle ranchers. They like to raise cattle, like sheep and cows. And look at the rivers in here. Lots of pasture, lots of grass. Beautiful land. Beautiful land growing with rivers. Very easy for the cattle to settle down. So they say that we would like to stay over here. We just love the place. This is a windfall. Just 1 month, we get all these graces. We defeated two big kings. Lots of water in here. Notice all the big rivers, they all run east of the Jordan. There's not much going on west of the Jordan. God gave his people a big test. Notice that the area in here, it's about as big as the area in here. So what is the big temptation for you there? It's to settle down in here, it's to relax. Moses had a big problem with these people. Because Moses is about to die. God says that Moses himself cannot go to the promised land. Because Moses himself had been rebellious. God says that Moses would die before he entered here. So when you have
12
tribes, when 3 tribes would not like to cross the river, 3 tribes would say that, well, this is very nice, beautiful in here, we would just like to settle down. What would you do? Moses said that God would curse you. I would exterminate you. So what happened? These 3 tribes, they promised Moses that they will also go with the people to conquer the western side. But once the west is conquered, they like to settle back here. Do you have people like that living amongst you?
No, we can hear you.
Do you have classmates like that? Do you have friends like that? Do you have co-workers like that? People that always like to go to the east side. Anything that's difficult, they would not like to do. Have you come across people like that? Lots. There are workers everywhere. Now, if you're the boss, which are the people that you would like to promote? Which are the people that you would like to lay off? Think about that. If I'm the boss, the people that like to take easy jobs, anyone can do an easy job. I don't need those people. Right? People that like to do a difficult job. Are the people that I will promote to become managers? This is all really people.
连接给你听。
Scripture gives us a very good example for us to learn.
是圣经给我们很好的例子。
God has promised them.
神的应许我们说。
To the west side of the Jordan is the true inheritance.
约旦河西面才是应许，永远的应许。
Why?
为什么？
Very simple.
非常简单。
Because the east side of the Jordan.
因为在约旦河西面。
You have the Amorites in here.
因为你有亚摩利人。
You have the people from Ammon.
还有亚摩人。
You have Moabites.
还有摩押人。
You have the Edomites.
还有以色列人。
These are very, very, these are pagans. These are people that like to worship false gods.
这些都是他们就是敬拜假神的。
These are the people that would corrupt the Israelites.
这些人可以把这个以色列人带坏。
But they don't like to listen.
但是这些人他们不愿意来听神的话。
They like the good rivers. They like the green pastures.
因为他们愿意流水，有好地方。
So the book of Joshua says that God has permitted them to keep all those places.
所以神在约书亚记告诉我们，神把他们这些地方都给他们。
Chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 6.
第二章一到第六节。
Chapter 12, what they were allowed to keep.And then verse 7 onwards to the end of the chapter, it talks about the conquest west of the Jordan. They have defeated 30 kings around here. Took them 7 years to do that. One thing you have to know is the word inheritance.
因为就是基业。
Right, the word inheritance. The word inheritance is mentioned about 50 something times from chapter 12 all the way to the end of Joshua.
就是神应许他们基业从十二章，从约书亚记的十二章开始。
Get the land as your inheritance is mentioned more than 50 times from chapter 12 onwards.
就是提到了就是说就是关于关于基业。
What does it mean?God makes it very sure that the land was given to them by God, by God only. Because the people that they have overcome are actually a lot more stronger than they are. With faith in God, they conquer them. So the inheritance that the Jews have.On both sides of the Jordan, were given to them by God's grace. The word inheritance in there means that they don't buy it. They don't buy the land. Strange enough, the Bible says that they did not conquer it. It was not a conquest. God would not like them to see it as a spoil of war. It's not a victory of war. Because these victories are actually all easy victories. Against the people much more powerful than they are. Without God's help, they can never conquer any, they cannot conquer 1 inch of land without God's help. God makes very sure. Over 50 times, God would remind them that it is an inheritance. It's something which God gave you. Now, my main point today is that what happened to these three tribes? Like an easy life. What happened to them?If you would turn to the book of Judges,
你们看看这个《士师记》。
Book of Judges, chapter 5,
第五章。
Verse 15 to verse 18,
第十五节。
Judges chapter 5,
第五章第十五节。
What happened to them?
看看发生了什
么。Let me just read this. The princes of Issachar were.Deborah, yes, Issachar was buried, rushing after him into the valley. In the districts of Reuben, there has been much searching of heart, Why do you stay amongst the campfires to hear the whistling for the frogs? In the districts of Reuben, there was much searching of heart. Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan. And then, why did they linger by the ships? Asher remained on the coast and stayed in the covers. But the people of Zebulun risked their very lives. So too does Naphtali in the heights of the field. What happened? The Jews have to face a... they have to fight a big battle. Okay, let's go back to the map. They were under bondage in the time of the Judges. Let's go back to the map. The enemies at that time was around here. The enemy waited here in the valley of Jezreel. In the valley of Jezreel, the enemy waited. And very soon, the people, the enemy poured out and occupied most of the promised land. One woman judge called
Deborah.
She was actually from Ephraim. She contacted a general up here, Barak. She contacted a general to resist the enemy. The Midianites has been crushing Israel for 20 years. And there's one general called Sisera, One enemy general has never lost a war for 20 years. And they have to fight against him. The man had 900 chariots. Tens of thousands of cavalry. The foot soldiers were so many that they saved like sand from the sea. And yet the Jews had crushed the entire enemy. A big battle was here. A big battle took place in chapter 4 of Judges. The general has never lost one war, finally lost one big one, including his life. And then after the war, Deborah, the judge, wrote a song. That is actually from chapter 5. And she mentioned that the tribes on the east side. Would not like to come? It says that chapter 5, verse 16. It says, why do you stay amongst the campfires near the frogs? In the district of Reuben, there was much searching of heart. You see, Deborah says that you have to search your heart, search your conscience. The English version, the English Bible says that they have to search their heart. But the Chinese Bible says that it's better. The Chinese Bible says that they all talk about big things. They all dress up with no place to go. They all talk about big brands. However, they like to stay around with the sheep and like to listen to the fruit. And now, the people from Gilead, or the people from Gath, they were actually on the east side of the Jordan. Where are you? What happened? When there's warfare, you like to sit around? Now, what about the people from Dan? The people from Dan, they were still in the sea coast. They like to have a living, they like to have an easy living about a harbor. They all talk about joining cruises, having fun, okay?
Yeah, and
they all talk about the good sceneries.
Yeah,
Zephyr says that these people have betrayed the cross. They just don't show up. Have you come across people like that? There's one word in English saying that all dress up and no place to go. People are always saying, I got big friends, I got big mission. I'm always planning about something. But actually, they like to sit around. Have you got friends like that? Many years ago in China, about 30 years ago in China, communism was there. You don't have to work. You still got paid. That is the Hong Kong
version.
And a lot of the mainland Chinese people like to smoke cigarettes. Because this is the Hong Kong people saying that. When they smoke cigarettes, they think, as I'm smoking, I'm doing planning, I'm doing mental planning. So how can I show people that I'm planning mentally? Because I'm smoking a cigarette, I'm thinking about, about big projects. And you find that, do you have friends like that? Do you have friends like that at work? People at work. Always dreaming to do, about big things. But never do the work. And you know what? Now Hong Kong people is like that now. The Hong Kong people like to sit around and nothing to do, okay? Because all the Chinese cities has now replaced Hong Kong. All the Chinese cities have now done a lot better than Hong Kong. So the Hong Kong people always say that we have big friends. When you ask them, well, what kind of big friends they have? Oh, we get big friends in China. They're now learning the hard way, the Hong Kong people. The Shanghai will be doing better than they are. Guangzhou is doing better than they are. Zephyr says that these people would like to have fun. They like to sit around with the sheep. They like to listen to music. Have you come across people in churches like that? Many church leaders. Some pastors included. Like to sit around. Like to sit around in there with the sheep. And they like to listen to you. They like to listen to you to music from a church choir. Saying that our church has got a good music ministry. And all my time is now spent with the choir. Some churches have got music pastors. Some churches have got pastor of administration. Many churches have people like that. Leaders that like to sit around. And they always think about being a big branch. They like to sit around where the nice rivers are. Big branch. But when it comes to battle, they won't come. No show. Okay? There's an English saying, all dressed up and no place to go. In Vancouver, we see many churches like that. There's a lot of, there was a big Chinese population in Vancouver. Many, many churches, maybe about 60 or 70 churches in Vancouver. And yet people say that the most difficult city in Canada to reach out to the Chinese is Vancouver. Because most churches are like to do that. Most churches like to sit around, talk about big grants. But when it goes to outreaching, when it goes to seeing people from door to door, no one would like to do that. See, Deborah says that these people have to create a course. They like to meet an easy life. Now, what happened to these people towards the end? I quickly refer you to First Chronicles. First Chronicles. First Chronicles chapter 5. Verse 23. All the way to verse 26. Let's read them together. The people of the half tribe of Manasseh were Jews. The south of the land from Basan. The Baal Hermon. That is Mount Hermon. Verse 24. These are the heads of the families. But skip to verse 25. Sorry, let's read verse 24 also. These were the heads of the families. Ephra, Isha, Eli, Azil, Jeremiah, Hodar, and Jadil. Notice they were brave warriors. Famous men and heads of the families. See, verse 25, what happened to them? But they were unfaithful to God of the fathers and prostituted themselves to the gods of the people of the land. God had destroyed before them. So God of Israel served the spirit of Paul, king of Assyria. He took the Reubenites, the Gadites, a half tribe of Manasseh, into exile. He took them to Hala, Haber, Hara, and the river of Gaza, where they are here today. This is the two and a half tribes that like to have fun. So what does the Bible teach us about people that like to relax? People that like to sit around. What does the Bible teach us about Christians? They like to listen to music. About leaders that like to mix around with the sheep. They like to sit around. Bible says that several things have done. They were at one time warriors. Famous people. And leaders of the tribes. What happened to them now? The Bible says that they have now become prostitutes. The English Bible says they prostitute themselves. The Chinese Bible does not have such a strong word. The English Bible says that they have turned from a strong man to become a prostitute. Because they have angered the Lord. You see, when a person wants to have fun, they will be attracted by the world. You see, because the three tribes are so, the two and a half tribes are so close to these people who are practicing pagans. So quickly they followed what these pagans were doing. These are the people that God wants them to destroy. But now they live amongst them. So very simple. They were the first that went into exile from the king of Assyria. And the Bible says that they never come back. They were exiled and they never come back. Many people don't understand that. The thing is, this is a big church, this is a joy. This church, I've been here 25 years ago. I was here 25 years ago in the church. We were meeting down there in the gym. On Sunday afternoons, because we were trying to start a church up near McCraw Road, which is now the Northampton Chinese Lands. The church started here. We meet there on a Sunday afternoon. Were you here, Amy? 1982. You may remember the times.
No,
right? We were meeting down there.
Yes,
this is how it got started, okay? You know how many white people were in this church? When we were renting the gym? The church has got more than 600 people. From what I heard, they have less than 40. They don't even have a pastor anymore. I don't know what happened. But from what I know, many of the white churches are now on empty pride. Because they had it all made. Big buildings, beautiful places. The unfortunate thing is that the Chinese churches are following the same path. The church is in Vancouver. And now following the same path. May God have mercy on us. These people, they got exiled. Now, what the scripture tells us about our spiritual
inheritance?
Ephesians? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined. According to the plan of him who works out everything in accordance with his will and plan. In order that we who are the first of hope in Christ may be for the praise of his glory. And it says that you too were included in Christ when you first heard the message of the gospel. The word of truth, which is the gospel of our salvation. And having believed, you are now marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit, which is a deposit that guarantees our inheritance. This is our inheritance in the New Testament. Like the inheritance that was given to Joshua, it was guaranteed to us by the grace of God. All we need to do is take it by grace. See, in the New Testament we see about people that started good, but they did not end up good. Many people that claim they were believers have eventually lost their salvation. Because they would not like to hold on to what God has given them. Let's also turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. It tells us about another inheritance that we are supposed to have. Hebrews 9:15. For this matter, for this reason, Christ is the mediator of the new covenant. And those who are born may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. What is the difference between the First Testament or the Old Testament and the New Testament? It talks about the former covenant. It talks about the former testament, the former agreement, and the new testament. How come the New Testament people are better than the Old Testament? Why? I ask you this question. How come we are more fortunate? Very simple. The Old Testament was in agreement between God and Abraham. And all the children of Abraham. It is an agreement between God and man. The New Testament is also an agreement. But it is an agreement between God the Father and God the Son, the Lord Jesus. That whosoever has been called, that whosoever that believes the Son is guaranteed this eternal inheritance. Now, if you are ill today, you have to see a doctor. What would the doctor ask you when you go into the doctor's office? First thing, before saying, "Oh, I'm feeling bad," what would the doctor ask you? Show me your better health care number, right? Before we talk about anything, right? Show me the number. Otherwise, you just have to pay me, and I don't know whether you can pay me. Now, why is the health care card number so important? Because it guarantees you free health care services. Is the guarantee any good? Well, there's lots of debates about it now, okay? But the guarantee is good, believe me. It's better than the ones in the United States. Better than the one in China. Why? Because it is an agreement made between the Alberta government and the people of Alberta. And whoever that is an Alberta citizen, this is your inheritance, okay? As long as you are an Alberta citizen. You may be a foreign student living in Alberta, but you're still covered. It's an agreement that the Alberta government made with the Alberta people. So as long as you are an Alberta, you're covered. Is it a lot more binding? Of course it is. So the New Testament is an agreement made between the Father and the Son. Whoever that believes in the Son is now a member, is now a party of that agreement. So are you covered? You're covered the moment Christ died on the cross for your sins. That's where the agreement was being signed in blood. You're covered. Would it expire? When we were in Vancouver, Anita wants to go to a bank called Wayne City. And then she found out that her bank card is not operating.
让我们这个银行卡这样的
使用。She didn't know why.
不知道。
Ah, something happened to my car.
那不知道，那我们这个银行卡这个。
And I say, maybe you find out now you're living in Alberta. So Vancouver City, Vancouver car will not cover you.So the next day she went to the bank, business hours, and then she found out that the card had expired. And they had to give her a new card. No card, no money. Okay? Now, would now card have expired?
难道就是说我们跟人之间的钱的这个约会过期吗？
If you check your credit card, they have an expiry date, right?
你的credit card 的约会过期。
But would our inheritance ever expire?
但是我们说现在的第一页会不会也会有过期问题？
No.
不会。
My AirMiles card does not have an expiry date.
那我们这个 American MS 这个
no expiry date
没有过期的。
So, your heavenly air mile card, which will guarantee you safe passage to heaven, will never expire.
这个就是你这个天上的这个 MS 这个银行卡，它就让你有一张到永远不会过期的到天上的这张卡。
Turn also to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
我们看一下彼得前书第四章。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 4.
第一章第四节，彼得前书第一章第四节。
First Peter, chapter 1, verse 4. What does Peter say? God has given us what kind of inheritance? Notice how Peter defined this inheritance. Would it ever expire? Would it ever go away? It says they can never perish. It can never be spoiled. And it will never fade. And what does it do? It will always be kept for you in heaven. It can never perish. It can never spoil. It can never fade away. It's kept in a safety place.Always ready for you in heaven. It's here. The question about this is, Peter was talking about a box, a safety box, a safety deposit box. Okay. And you need a key to open the box, right?True enough, whatever this kept inside the box,will never fade away, it will never spoil. It's kept in a safe place. But the original Greek was that it was in a box, in a safety deposit box that you need to keep open. Here we are. Which is the key that opens the safety deposit box in heaven?Yeah, it talks about that. The key that opens it is by our rebirth in the Lord Jesus. First death and first resurrection. We're being born again. And that gives us the hope. Have you ever lost a key in the snow? Anyone? Today there's a lot of snow. People in Hong Kong.We never know if you lost your key. You drop it on the ground. How come you cannot find it? I say yes because you have never seen snow, okay? You've never seen snow that are 2 feet deep, okay? If you drop your key in the snow that's 2 feet deep, you may find it when spring comes, okay? The heavenly key is not like that.The heavenly key always comes with a big key chain, okay? That is tied up. That's tied up to the resurrected Jesus. You never lose it. And it guarantees your inheritance. The Word of God is our inheritance in the New Testament. All we have to have to, we have to act on it. Turn to, finally, let us conclude with Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20. Chapter 20, verse 20. It says very simple. Whatever there's been, whatever I know, whatever that's good for you, everything I've told you. Whether it is in meetings, in public meetings, or in your family homes, I've instructed you. Not only that Christ is the Lord. Now he says, now I'm going to Jerusalem, my heart is in trouble. Because after my time, there will be false teachers coming. And I don't know what's going to be happening to me, but I know I will be in bondage. See, Paul has said that he has given them everything according to God's words. Paul says, whatever I've given you, keep it on God. Whatever I have, I've given it all to you. And this is your inheritance. Even though he's in bondage, he didn't care what's going to happen to him. He's not afraid. Because God has given him his words that he told everyone. He says, everything I have, I've either mentioned it in meetings or I've mentioned it in the personal homes. This is our inheritance in the Lord Jesus. In the New Testament, we don't even have to fight for it. Because Jesus is the one that has fought the battle for us. The battle is already won. It's won by the blood of the Lord Jesus. When we go out to preach the gospel, we pull up from a position of victory, not defeat. Dear brothers and sisters, you know your inheritance in the Lord. How precious it is. Don't be like the foolish 2.5 tribes. But that comfort that embraces you. But that comfort destroys the spiritual inheritance. The Bible says that the land they have in here, the places that they have, they don't enjoy for good. They lost that eventually. Bear in mind, anything that you win easily, you will lose it just as easily. Next time we'll talk about more about Joshua chapter 12. To prepare you for what's happening. There's two places they need to settle, which tribe will get what area. Two places they need. First they will meet at Gilgal. And Benjamin, Ephraim. Judah, and Simeon got the land. Okay. And then, strange enough, after these land was being settled, there are still 7.5 tribes whose faith is not yet settled. What happened to them? They don't care. Because they were scattered amongst all these people. They enjoy life. They don't think about possessing the rest of the land up here. So Joshua makes them meet again. This time they meet in Shishak. This time they meet there. See, there are two meetings, okay? The first meeting in here settles The tribes around here.
有两个会，就是第一个会跟第二个会。
The second meeting, which is in Jishim.
这个实践这个第二次这个会。
Set up some law.
就让他们干。Set up these
places.
有两个新建这个北边这个。
And these tribes were told that this is their inheritance.
因为这进献七个半的支派，他被进献七个半支派之后，这北边这一。
At this time, they were still scattered around the rest of the areas enjoying fun, having a good life. But Joshua told them that you don't know what you're missing. Because in here, all you see is just a river. You haven't seen the sea yet. In Edmonton, there's always a big debate.Is the scenery on the river better than the scenery on the sea? Well, Joshua told them that look, the scenery on the river is nothing in comparison to the scenery on the sea. Joshua told them that, okay, these places, Dan, Manasseh West,and then you have Asher there. And then you have Issachar, Zebulun. These places are supposed to be enjoying the rest of the grace around the Mediterranean Sea. And Joshua mentioned to them, you know what they will get from the Mediterranean Sea? Better seafood.Okay, much better seafood, okay? In fact, the people from Asher, all the famous cooks from Israel came from there. The famous chefs, the famous cooks, they all come from here because they are supposed to be near the sea. And from the sea, they would have sea sand. And they can make grass out of it. The seashells, they can make.They can make purple dye.
The
seashells,
okay,
purple. They would have a clothing industry. They would have a seafood industry. And also they would have a salt industry. And all of these they are not taking because they like to enjoy here. Joshua tells them that, you know, all you need to do is just go to these places.Don't try to live a comfortable life. You know what happened? He never got the land. He never got the land properly. Asher only got four sections of it. Judah?This area here was occupied by the Philistines. Then, which is here, was also crushed by the Philistines. And he went to Dan and moved north, up here. Dan relocated up north. The Israelites only snap them around here. They only go to the foothills. Even though God promised the land to them all the way to the Mediterranean Sea. Today Israel got that. Today, Haifa here is the biggest seaport in Israel.
Here.
Today the Jews got the Mediterranean. So whatever God has promised them, they eventually have. But the problem with that is that today the Jews lost all their inheritance around here. Even Jerusalem. Even parts of Jerusalem was lost.He runs now under the hands of the Palestinians. Whoever they like to live in comfort. will be entrapped in themselves. So you hear friends like that, always talking about their friends, but never doing their work. Give up these friends. Give up these friends. These are friends that were created up. If you have fellow workers like that, maybe you have to change the department. If not, it's a good time to look for another job. Because these people would break down your company, and you lose your work anyway. If your boss is like that, he's getting too old. You should better look for a job quickly. Before the bank catches up on him. Before the bank closes him down. If you're in a church like that, if you're in a church where all they talk about is just listening to secret music, having fun, that is not the church God wants you to stay. You should pray and ask God to give you a church that is the pioneer. A church to electrify. Next time we'll talk about the greatest fighter of all, Caleb, beside Joshua. We'll talk about Caleb, which who is actually from the tribe of Judah. Who asked for Hebron? He asked for Hebron, which is a mountain area. And how God blessed him. May God give us the courage to give up these places so we can get Hebron. And God will give us the land, the mighty land that Christ Himself has promised to His brother of the covenant. This is our inheritance, our eternal inheritance in Him. Let's have a word of prayer to God. Grant me this for a word of prayer to God. Yeah.